This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Christian Fritz Dorgalo have been married for 55 years. They celebrated with a nice dinner, a glass of wine, and went on a walk through the beautiful Brandenburg countryside. From this perspective, it's hard to imagine how dramatic their marriage started. They got married on August 12, 1961, in East Germany. The following day, the couple went to West Berlin for their church ceremony and to celebrate with relatives. Later that night, they returned to the East, not realizing construction of the Berlin Wall was underway. Fritz Dorgalo, a young pastor then, remembers. He felt it was more important to practice Christian life in a communist-oriented society, to keep it from disappearing. So the couple decided to stay in the GDR, but not without some doubts. If she had gone to the West, says Christa Dorgalo, her marriage would have been over. So she had to decide, either a life with her husband or a life in the West, perhaps with a different man. Who knows what would have happened? The 80-year-old comments, they wouldn't have had their children. She is happy she stuck with her husband and that nothing separates them. Witnesses from the time tell their stories for the 55th anniversary of the Mauerbau in a garden close to Berlin's Wall Memorial. Wolfgang Engels, a young GDR soldier at the time, was ordered to secure the border on August 13, 1961. 2 years later, he escaped, driving an armored vehicle into the wall. East German border guards shot at Engels. Badly injured, he was rescued in West Berlin.
20 years after breaking the wall with car, once in the month I woke up at night and was crying and running in the flat because I dreamed they were shooting at me. Now today it's gone.
The Rolling Stones played a big part in Eckhard Mann's destiny. In October of 1969, thousands of East German Stones fans gathered at Leipziger Straße close to the Berlin Wall. Rumor had it the Stones would perform on the roof of the Axel Springer House in West Berlin. Their music was banned in the GDR. The concert turned out to be a hoax, but hundreds of fans got arrested by communist authorities. Among them, Eckhard Mann, then 16 years old. It's really absurd, says Mann, to be locked up for 3 years just because you want to listen to a concert. Rock and roll did rescue him in the end. After his prison sentence, Eckhard Mann was extradited to West Berlin. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.